This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know. I thought Flacco got most comeback player of the year.
Comeback.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it was the comeback.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. Cause he had, you know, he was 2020. Yeah, that's what it was. 2023,
the Browns.
NFL comeback player of the year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He randomly got him to the playoffs.
It's wild.
And then the Texans packed him up in the first game. But yeah, I think you already see, like, I saw some press conference from Cleveland. I can't remember who it was, but it was the GM or the owner or somebody. They're like, that wasn't my pick. That was so-and-so's pick.
You never see that.
Yeah.
Threw a sass straight under the bus.
I mean, he has not even taken a snap yet, man. And somebody already said, I can't remember who the executive was with the Browns, but they were like, that was his pick.
It is wild what they do with these front office. There's like 20 guys high-fiving each other when you watch these drafts, you know, like front office people.
Right. Yeah.
The Browns are a mess because you have no quarterback. You have two. You have five and you have none, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's true.
This is where the Raiders are at least. You do know who your quarterback is. You just, you know, hope everybody stays healthy like you're supposed to. But
yes.
I mean, compared to somebody like the Browns, yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
And really, the Broncos. I mean, we'll talk a little bit with this Steven Ruiz later. Ask him about the Broncos, but like, feels like they're in a similar spot maybe. I don't know.
Yep, absolutely right. Anyway, there you have it. That's the NFL slate for Thursday. And we're back at it. Full weekend, man. Full weekend of NFL football. I'm excited. All right, we'll come back. Steven Ruiz is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the quarterback situation. New Orleans is trying to figure it out. You know, they obviously, Derek Carr retired. And so, you know, they're trying to figure that out. Although I don't think they were going to necessarily be very good with Derek Carr anyway. So we'll get into all of that with Steven at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, Trying to Fam, ESPN. Steven Ruiz from The Ringer, all things NFL, is going to join us at 1:25 in just a little bit. We'll talk to him about his quarterback rankings. I enjoy quarterback rankings. I think people are going to be very surprised when he drops his new edition of those rankings later this month. Fantasy footballs are coming up.
Oh, I'm going to have to gear up for that.
I mean, I have no idea if we're even doing it here anymore.
Ben Hogan has been the leader of the pack on this.
He's got to be like...
I mean, he's got to be exhausted with just doing it with his own normal life and having a family.
No doubt. It's tough. It's tough. Like, honestly, like...
Should I reach out to him?
I mean, fantasy football has just become...
It's not a thing anymore, is it?
Well, it's still a thing. But it's just become one more thing.
Yeah.
To have to do.
We
I gotta do this draft. Like, before I had kids, like, I used to, like, really look forward to it. I'd have, like, I'd draft my back porch. Like, I have a couple of drinks. Like, I'm having a good time.
Right.
And now I'm just like, man, I'm okay if I don't do this.
So, like, maybe here's what I'll do. We'll do an experiment. Sad. We'll do a show experiment here. I'll see if he reaches out or if he, because he's an excitable kind of cat.
Right, there we go.
Like, if he's been the one, I think, that's instigated over the, and he sends the mass email out. And, right. And then we got George. Like, it's new blood.
Yeah, we do have George.
You know, we still connect with Bennett. Usually we get Bennett
in the
mix.
I do like getting some new blood. That is true.
And you know, we got new blood. We got Giannotto out of here, but he never participated.
That's right. He was against it pretty stoutly.
Yeah, actively. Almost rooted against the whole team exercise.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Yeah, you're right. It's a good experiment.
Yeah. So we'll
I got dragged into that college basketball chat I reference all the time. They have a God, it's such a pain in the ass. A keeper,
winter pool,
a keeper, mm-hmm. and an auction draft.
Ugh.
So it's both.
I like the keeper leagues.
I did the auction draft once with my guy Chip from Audi, and it was a disaster. Like we managed it together, and we drafted Antonio Brown when he was with the Raiders.
Yeah,
and then he never ended up playing for the Raiders. So that was just we botched that. Mm. And then I inherited some guy's terrible team.
Yeah,
like his team is so bad that I can't even like fathom. The only guy I can even consider, you're allowed to keep three.
Yeah.
The only guy I can even consider keeping is Saquon. He did have Saquon, so I'll keep Saquon. But you know, I don't have three guys in this roster I can keep, so I'm already at a disadvantage. It feels like I'm gonna have to out evaluate. I'm gonna have to outdo all the other people.
It's a scout.
It's not easy.
No,
I mean that's a lot of time. I don't even know how much I don't know how much does it cost to get in this thing. I don't even, bro. I don't know. So
Jason will want to do our league though, you know, because he's usually right there.
This is where, you know, he starts to get excited.
Yes.
You know, it's like his competitive fire.
Mm-hmm. And you see it and then he'll ask you about it in the hall. I'd be like, hey, I saw you had a kind of a rough week there and had Bennett Doyle's kicked your ass, huh?
That's right. That's right.
Yes. Yeah, thanks, Jason. It was at the pool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's coming up. So we'll talk to Stephen Ruiz about all of this and more at 1:25. I will say this on the Memphis basketball front. I know it's like off season things like that, and again, we're continuing to wait on Simon Majok to make sure we get him through customs and everything like that.
Set the center.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did see Aaron Bradshaw. There's a video from Dushan London who works for 247 Sports. I don't know where this is. It doesn't look like it's in Memphis, but. He said he checked in on Memphis transfer and former five-star McDonald's All-American Aaron Bradshaw with his trainer. And, dude, this guy, I mean, again, it's 1-0, okay? So I want to, like, be very, very careful about how much I'm about to gas this guy up.
Mm-hmm.
But go to my Twitter. Go to my Twitter,
okay, bro. I'm going to go.
And watch the video as I'm describing it.
See, I get excited about some of these videos.
He is draining three balls.
Yeah.
He looks like a natural. I mean, it's a little bit of a slow release, I would say. But, I mean, at 6'11 in the AAC, you know, you're not really going to have to worry about
mm-hmm.
that. I mean, he literally is just draining these shots from deep.
I'm looking at him now. He's,
right?
Oh, and he's big.
He's a big kid.
Very big.
You know, he's handling the ball. Like, he's handling the ball like a guard almost.
And he's doing spots. He's going corner, and then he's going at the elbow, and then he's going back and forth and draining them.
Now, again, I do want to caution that I was told once upon a time that Musa Cisse was draining NBA threes.
Yeah, but this guy looks a little more like a Naz Reid almost. Yeah. Not just because of the hair, but he's got...
I mean, like, he does have the skill set. I mean, he does. He's big. He's lanky. You know, he's got the...
Wow,
you know,
he can get off the deck, too.
Yeah, he's got some athleticism to him. You know, he looks fluid.
Yep.
He's got a great-looking shot, honestly, for a guy like that. I did not know that this was part of his game.
He looks really good.
Because it's just not how he was used at Ohio State.
Right.
But I got to say, like, that looks exciting.
He's hitting corner threes. They got him working on the corner spot, too. He's good. He looks good. Now, you don't know how it translates when you get
exactly.
In
you get in the competition. I mean, it's like Kelvin Sampson said. Like, it's not 5-on-0.
But he's not thin like Musa. This guy's got some thickness. Like, he's going to be a banger, too. He looks like a banger type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to have to see. We're going to have – I mean, I think this is probably how they will use him.
Mm-hmm.
I do think
– spot-up guy?
Yeah, like pick-and-pop type, you know. I mean, he can go inside, and he will, like, be a rim threat and things like that. But I think having him as somebody that is able to step out
yeah.
and do those things is something that the University of Memphis staff should exploit.
School me, because you follow this, obviously, for Field of 68 in college basketball all year long. You know, this is a five-star McDonald's guy. They get him from Ohio State. I didn't watch enough of him at Ohio State. Was he just not a factor there, or just the NIL thing was good here, and he
had some injuries, you know, and the team wasn't great. Like, they didn't play through their bigs at all at Ohio State. Uh-huh. He just really didn't establish himself that much. He did shoot 49% from the field, averaged 6 a game in 17 minutes. So, you know, really not terrible, but only shot 20, only rebounded 2.7 rebounds a game. So, you know, and again, you're talking about he's playing the SEC, he's right. played in the Big Ten, and now he's coming to the American.
It would be a significant step down.
It's huge. Huge step down.
So he'll be the starting five?
He probably will be, I think. Yeah. Because I don't think you really have a five,
right?
Other than him,
ish. I should say, like, you're playing a guard heavy type lineup.
But what I would say is you are what you can guard, and so if he can, you know, if he can guard a five, he'll be a five. If right. he can't, because he's not, he really isn't that thick. He's, you know, he's still a pretty thin guy.
Yeah,
he may not be able, but I think he will.
He's got his shirt off in this video. It looks good.
I think he will ultimately play the five for the University of Memphis. And I'd like to see that offensive repertoire expand. He went from 14 threes at Kentucky to 33 last year for Ohio State. Like, I think that is kind of the idea, is that he's going to be able to be a threat from out there. And he'll give you that, because, you know, I truly do. I think it's in his arsenal. I'm excited about him. I mean, I've said this before about Aaron Bradshaw. You know, the number of top five guys that have played at Memphis.
Yeah.
I mean, two of them were Imani Bates and Jalen Duren for Penny. James Wiseman never came. He doesn't count. And then you got to go back to who? Like, Derrick Rose?
Probably.
So this is like, this
of
is
that level?
This is probably the fourth top five guy that you've had
in
your program.
What was your homie over here, Briarcrest, that you...
He's not top five. He was like not top 25. Five?
He was a McDonald's All-American, though.
He missed that game.
He did?
He didn't make it. It was a big controversy.
I remember, yeah.
Because Shaq Goodwin made it.
That's right.
Not over him, but, you know. The
Austin whole, Nichols, I was thinking of.
Yeah, the whole thing was like, okay, Shaq made it. How come Austin? Because Austin was ranked higher than Shaq.
There
the
was
next
a
year.
Lot of buzz about that, because he probably should have been in the game based on that current ranking.
And the thought was that because he was going to Memphis.
Right.
That he, but, you know, Joe Jackson was a McDonald's All-American. Adonis Thomas was a McDonald's All-American. Dedrick Lawson was a McDonald's All-American. So they have had lots
Dedrick
of McDonald's
was.
All-Americans that have come through here. But, you know, that's more like a top 25, top 30-ish.
Right.
Top five is top five.
That's good.
I mean, that's kind of undeniable.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, you get into the top 15, top 20, you're going to have some guys that flame out.
Yeah.
Like, let's just do a little exercise.
The five is where you're one to four of those guys is going to be almost like an NBA caliber player, probably based on the odds.
Let's just do a little exercise. Right. We got time, don't we?
Yeah, we got time.
So let's just do 2025, right? Top five, 2025, Darren Peterson going to Kansas, AJ DeBance, the number two, going to BYU, Cam Boozer going to Duke, number three,
yep.
Nate Ament going to Tennessee, and then Darius Acuff going to Arkansas. That's 2025. These guys haven't played yet. Let's just look at 2024.
Okay.
Let's see how those guys fared.
Where they went.
Right?
Where'd they go from there?
Number one, a guy named Cooper Flagg. Number two, Ace Bailey.
Yeah.
Number three,
NBA.
Dylan Harper.
NBA.
Number four, Kamon Malawach. Number five, VJ Edgecombe.
All five.
They
all
went
five
like
got drafted.
They all went like top 10 in the draft. Let's go back to 2023.
Wow.
I think this is where Aaron Bradshaw is going to be. Mm-hmm. But Ron Holland.
NBA.
Isaiah Collier.
NBA.
Justin Edwards.
NBA.
Cody Williams.
NBA.
And then Aaron Bradshaw, five.
So there's your exercise. That is weird that he is the one.
Let's just keep going.
He's the one.
Okay, so.
This is past the first year.
Yeah, this is so, like so guys
we're
all, that have been
we're,
playing.
We're 10 for 10 out of the years prior.
Nick Smith, I think he broke the streak. Is he in the NBA?
He might have gotten picked up.
Nope, he's in the NBA. He plays for the Hornets.
Yeah, he's in.
All right.
See, and these GMs love these lists too, because like,
yeah,
I mean they'll draft based on even if he had a crappy year in college.
Derek Lively,
of course.
I think Derek Whitehead broke the streak. Is he still in college? No, he plays for the Nets.
Yeah, he's in. I mean, it's a good list. Like, if you're a top five in high school.
Kyle Filipowski.
Yeah.
Cason Wallace.
Cason Wallace, in. These dudes are all in the NBA.
Let's see how far we got to go.
Keep going. We're 3-for-3 now, past the first year.
2024, all in.
All in.
2023, all in, all except in. Bradshaw.
Right.
2022, all in.
All in.
2021, Chet Holmgren.
In.
Paolo Banchero.
In.
Shane Sharp.
In.
Jaden Hardy.
In.
Jalen Duren.
Oh, my God.
Let's go back. Let's see. Let's go back to 2021. Or shoot, let's go back to 2020.
This makes me feel awesome about him.
Cade Cunningham.
In.
Jalen Green.
In.
Evan Mobley.
In.
Jonathan Kuminga.
In.
Zaire Williams.
In.
Even he's in. Bro, are we going to find a top five guy that's not in the league right now?
The answer
the only guy right now over the last decade, if we're so far, is Aaron Bradshaw. 2019, Anthony Edwards. Wiseman. Wiseman is in.
He's at Indianapolis.
He's hanging on. He's hanging on.
He's in Indy right now.
Cole Anthony.
Now, this is if they've even been in the NBA, too. I think
I think he's got to be current
you
in.
You want him in.
Current in.
Okay, all right.
But now all these guys are still currently in.
It's going to start thinning out here.
Isaiah Stewart.
He's in. Who you got? Who you got? I got the face. What is? Who is? Is this an out?
He's out.
He got bounced.
He's out.
Is it a former Memphis Tiger?
It's not, but with an honorary Memphis Tiger.
Who?
RJ Hampton.
Oh!
RJ Hampton broke the streak.
New Zealand breaker.
You got it. Now, and he did get drafted, but he's not in the league anymore.
Do you keep in touch with him or his people?
So his dad, I talked to his dad about 2 months ago randomly because his brother, who he came in here with.
Yeah, I remember him coming
is now
in.
Now a top five player, like top 10 player. Yeah, Ryan Hampton.
How about that? The dad was super chill.
He's the best
he's
ever.
He's great.
Like he's hit me back when RJ got traded to the Magic. He sent me a bunch of Magic gear for Riley.
Yeah.
Like, he sent me, like, you know.
That's so cool.
Yeah, like, he was just the best.
Yeah,
I
remember
best.
Him coming
in. He's not
in.
Dead. He's the best.
No, they were memorable, though. Like, he was very, just a
yes.
super dude.
Ryan Hampton is seventh in the country.
Wow.
So, two top 10 sons, pretty good.
What's he doing, by the way? Do we know what his,
RJ?
Is he committed yet? The young kid?
Oh, Ryan,
kid?
No,
the,
I don't,
he's
we don't
too
know
young?
Yet.
He's
yeah,
just uncommitted,
know.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know, I know Memphis has offered. I mean, he's.
Well, and I know Penny had a relationship with them, obviously from training
yes,
RJ.
Yes.
So, like, Memphis might have a future here.
I mean, Kansas was in there with RJ,
yeah.
So I'm sure Kansas will be. But so. you got to go back to 2000, all the way back to 2019, 6 years ago, to find a top five player that's not currently in the NBA.
Yeah.
Besides Aaron Bradshaw.
If you're a top five player, you're basically going to be in the NBA, essentially.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So anyway, interesting
that's
stuff.
Good
there.
Drill there.
Again, top five is like stamped, certified.
Now, let me ask you this.
Not a lot of misses there.
Well, I actually think this guy, if he's the starting five for Memphis, and I'm looking at this video, 1-on-0, but like, I could see him be good.
It makes me excited. If he's good, it makes me excited about Memphis.
Yeah.
But he's going to have to get to a level that we haven't seen yet.
Right.
Maybe Penny can get it out of him, but he's going to have to get there. All right, we'll come back. Stephen Ruiz is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk NFL preseason quarterbacks. Stick around. Jason DeJohn, how do you turn FM ESPN? And ranks Geno Smith number one in the NFL. He joins us now. Steven, what's up, man?
How's it going? I would say one thing. Quarterback ranking is my job. It's okay to say that. And you're just a few spots a little too high on Geno. You know, you might not get number one, but it won't be too far off.
See, I feel like people aren't woke enough on Geno, Steven.
That's right. He's a connoisseur's quarterback. That's how I put it. Like, you really have to watch every week to really fully appreciate what he's doing out there.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I'm a diehard Raiders fan. So just to kind of give you a little bit of background on me, we connected during college basketball season because you're a college basketball junkie, I gather. So is Maryland your team? Do I have that right?
Yeah, unfortunately, Maryland's my team. When I was a kid, that was a better thing. I was more
That's
proud
right.
to say that.
That's right.
But yeah, they got me in. But I watch everything.
Yeah,
college basketball wise.
Not totally unlike Memphis, right? I mean, Memphis back in the early 2000s was like on top of the world, man. And now it's we're fighting every day to get back. But yeah, we connected, you know, during the college basketball season. And so I'm a diehard Raiders fan. My dad grew up in the 70s and 80s, and that's the last time they were relevant. The first time that, I remember watching them was the year they went to the Super Bowl with Rich Gannon. I was 11, 12 years old, and literally every single year since then, it's been an abomination and a disaster in every sense of the word. So, Geno is the closest thing I've had to hope in a long, long time. Long story short, Steven.
Yeah, and I think he's going to bring a stability to that position that they haven't had in a while. Like, I feel like they've been working around the quarterback position, even when Derek Carr was there. Like, they had a great offensive line, and that kind of helped him. But when that offensive line broke down, you kind of saw Carr's warts come to life. But yep. I think Geno is on the opposite end of that spectrum from Carr, where even if the pocket's a little muddied, he's going to hang in there. He's going to go through his reads. He's going to give you the best chance to win. Now, it all depends. I don't think he's one of these like elevators like you see with the Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, one of those types. But he's going to get the most out of the pieces you put around him. And right now,
yep.
I know the wide receiver core is a little unproven, but with that coaching staff and an offensive line that's kind of ascending, I would say that he's got a good chance of putting together a big year this year.
I mean, I would legitimately be excited if they didn't play in the AFC West. Like, I would start talking about, like, you know, wild card, you know, maybe win a game, because you're talking about you add Ashton Jeanty, Brock Bowers already had a hell of a year last year. Now you upgrade quarterback, but it's like, why do I even pretend that I'm going to be excited because I have to go through the Chargers and the Broncos and the Chiefs twice a year? Like, why? I mean, it's kind of depressing.
Hey, 8-9 can be exciting. It depends on how it kind of plays out. But I do think they're going to be competitive against those teams. I know they've been competitive against the Chiefs, but I think you're going to see them be competitive against even the better teams on their schedule throughout this year.
Last question, sort of on the Raiders here. Pete Carroll is taking over, and interestingly enough, you know, I'm a preseason junkie, so I am so excited about Thursday, him going back to Seattle. You know, it didn't end great for him in Seattle. It wasn't embarrassing, but it clearly wasn't at the level that it once was. Do you think that Pete is going to be rejuvenized here and rejuvenated, you know, with the Raiders? Like, how do you sort of see this going?
Yeah, I think so. I think he looks like he's full of energy, but he always looks like that. I think the problem in Seattle is the personnel just kind of went downhill. I mean, you give him a Super Bowl-ready roster, and I think he can deliver those types of results. I don't think the Raiders are quite there yet. But this is the similar situation that he was in when he arrived in Seattle, and he found his dudes on the defensive side. And if he could find his dudes on the defensive side in Las Vegas, I think they have a chance of getting very good very quickly. I don't think, like, they're 4 years away necessarily. So if they can hit on some of these young defenders, and I know they like this cornerback that got out of Iowa State. He's a converted wide receiver, so everyone naturally compares him to Richard Sherman. They also have Max Crosby. Obviously, he's been one of the best edge rushers in the league. But if Malcolm Coombs comes back and gives him like 10 sack season, I think they can kind of eat the loss of Christian Wilkins and put together a respectable defense. And like, I'm so high on the offense that I think like a respectable defense this year, let's say like 16th overall, I think they win 9 games, maybe even 10 games. This offense has a chance to be really, really good, especially if Chip Kelly is what I think a lot of people expect him to be after his second stint in college. I think he's changed his offense a lot. So you don't really have to worry about the problems that plagued him in Philadelphia, where it seemed like every defense knew what was coming. They knew the play calls before the ball was snapped. I think he's got a little more to his offense this time around. And he's got the perfect personnel with those two tight ends they have.
Yeah, love it. We're talking to Stephen Ruiz from The Ringer. Obviously ranks quarterbacks at The Ringer. You can find it, nflrankings.theringer.com/quarterback-rankings. And the most recent iteration, I believe the preseason version comes out later this month, but the most recent edition was January the 8th. And, you know, I think interestingly enough, you've got Lamar number one. And I mean, you point out that this is based on an individual ability rather than the team's accomplishments. But, like, when you're going through these, how do you sort of balance, like, hey, this guy just – there's nothing on a football field that he cannot do, yet he's not – achieved what you would say that the top quarterback maybe should have achieved by now in his career? Like, how do you just square those two things?
Yeah, it's very hard to square because the quarterback position is so important. I think we've learned that over the last 10 years. If you have the guy at quarterback, you've got a very high floor. But I think your ceiling is still dictated by what's around him. Like, it's not a 1-on-11 sport. It's an 11-on-11 sport. And I think with Lamar, you just got to watch. You just got to use your eyes, and you just got to give it time. You just got to know that eventually a guy this good with this much talent and a good infrastructure around him is going to get to the promised land. I think it's just a matter of time with Lamar, and I think it's up to the Ravens to get him there. Lamar is very clearly capable of winning a Super Bowl. It's just about having the right pieces around him and catching the freaking ball when you have a 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
And he puts it right on your hands.
Yeah. Will you have a new number one? Can you give us that?
Whew. It's going to be tough. Like, I want to go back to Mahomes. He's been my number one for like 2 years running. But the thing with Lamar is when you have Lamar out there, your offense is never going to look like how the Chiefs offense looked last year, where every week we're like, what's wrong with the Chiefs offense? Why can't they, you know, push the ball downfield? Why can't they run the football? Why does Patrick Mahomes have an A dot of 5 yards, the lowest A dot in the NFL? Like, you never have to worry about that with Lamar because he's a one-man top 10 offense starter pack. Like, you have a top five running back or running game if he's out there. If you have a running game like that, then defenses have to load the box. Now you have single coverage on the outside. That makes your wide receivers better. You can't play man coverage because you don't want your defensive back to turn their back to the pocket because Lamar's going to run for 20 yards. So he kind of dictates the environment that I think other quarterbacks need to really thrive.
All right, I want to do a little stock report. I don't want to know – I'm not asking for where their ranking will be. But I just want you to just – when you hear the name, like, just give me your stock assessment, all right?
All right.
Bryce Young.
I got to say stock up because the stock was plummeted last year. The guy could barely get a pass off.
It was like Carvana in 2022. It was like $4.
Yeah, but I think at the end, he at least proved that he belongs in the NFL. And that was a big move for him compared to where he was in the first 2 weeks of the season before he got benched. So I got to say stock up. I'm still pumping the brakes on him because I think this is the NFL and the biggest, strongest, fastest guys usually win. And he's one of the smaller quarterbacks out there.
Yeah, he is. I got to say, man, because I'm chronically online. I was on TikTok. And I saw when he got benched, I saw this video. I don't know if you've seen it, but he's walking to practice. He's got his helmet on. He's walking next to Andy Dalton. And there's a fan. There's a fan just sort of waiting there in the, you know, on the side. And, you know, Bryce, even though he's like going through this, you know, objectively embarrassing moment, getting benched as a number one pick, he still goes over there happy, smiling, signs the guy's stuff. And I just said, you know, at that moment, I don't know if he's going to be a successful quarterback in the NFL, but I was rooting for the dude because, you know, that's I just feel like that's a really hard moment, and it kind of shows the character. And I do think character matters in at that position especially. Like, you got to be able to forget things. And I don't know. I didn't think that the benching would work the way it did, but he did look like a different quarterback after the benching. Like, he looked like he was completely a different player, confident, you know. I don't know. It seemed to work.
Yeah, I've seen other quarterbacks melt when they get put in those situations. And like you said, he came back better for it. And he's the easiest guy to root for in the NFL. Like, even last week, he was even joking about his size. I think they asked him about Hunter Renfro, a guy you're familiar with.
Yes.
About his size and how he looks like a normal dude. And then Bryce is like, I'm not in a position to say any of these guys look like normal guys with how I, you know, how I look out there. So he's a funny guy. He's a personable guy. It's really easy to root for. I'm a Panthers fan. I was a little disappointed they took him because I didn't, you know, I had concerns about the size and the arm talent and all that, but he is easy to root for.
All right, more stock. Kyler Murray.
That's a tough one. Kyler is so tough because there are days where he looks like a top 10 quarterback and there are days where he looks like a bottom 10 quarterback. I'm going to sell him just because if I got to keep it consistent with the size thing and I hold it against Bryce Young, I kind of hold it against him, right? And then there's the concerns about his work ethic. I've never really fully bought into those. Obviously, the team thought long and hard about it because they included it in his contract. But when you watch him out there, he just feels like a guy that has that natural feel for the game, and maybe that's why he doesn't feel like he needs to put in as much work as the other guys in the league.
All right, here's a fun one, and then we'll move on to other things. Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, I'm stock up on Trevor. I've never sold any of my stock. I've been there since day one. He's another one of those guys where you just have to watch. And when you watch, like, whenever I get down on Trevor, I'm like, maybe he's not as good as I think. I put on the film and I watch for an hour or two, and I'm like, all right, he's as good. The Jaguars just stink around him. And you look back at the Urban Meyer era where I really think the bust talk really started. Oh, he's not generational. He's not this guy that everyone thought he was out of Clemson. But, I mean, literally, maybe. Okay, I don't want to say literally, but possibly the worst coach of all time in NFL history, the worst coaching tenure at least. I think that's going to set you back. And then Doug Peterson didn't live up to his reputation, especially the last 2 years. It seemed like he was more interested in golfing than, you know, getting the offense in a good spot. So I'm really interested to see what he does in Liam Cohen's offense. Liam Cohen, I thought, did a spectacular job in Tampa Bay last year. He did have one of the better offensive lines, which he's not going to have in Jacksonville. So that's a transition thing that I want to see before I buy into Liam Cohen fully. But I think Trevor's primed for a big year.
We're talking to Stephen Ruiz from The Ringer, ranks quarterbacks. It's interesting. Sean Payton clearly has not consulted your rankings because he said today or yesterday that Bo Nix is going to be one of the top four or five quarterbacks in the league the next 2 years, which is a far cry from where Stephen Ruiz has Bo Nix, which is 29th. Is a 25 spot jump in the cards for Bo Nix?
25 that's a little rich, but I would also say that Sean Payton said compared Taysom Hill to Steve Young. I just want.
Oh, he's one of those types. He's like the NBA analyst that says he's like a combination of Jokic and Shaq kind of thing all the time.
Yeah, yeah. He's doing one of those things. He also drafted Ian Book and started it. So I think Sean Payton is a great offensive designer. I think he buys into his quarterbacks a little too much, which I think is a good trait to have if you're a coach. And you saw him last year. He set Bo up for success. That offensive line was one of the best in the league. But the scheme was very, very, very good, and it made things easy for Bo Nix. But I do think, Bo Nix surprised me last year. I didn't think Bo Nix was going to be as much of a playmaker as he was. The guy can run, and I didn't give him enough credit for that before the season. He's got a better arm than I expected. The thing with him is just pocket presence. It's just being able to calm down in the pocket, go through your reads calmly, and not panic and leave a clean pocket, because his offensive line is providing him with a lot of them. So if he can kind of figure out that balance where he could still be a scrambler and playmaker outside of the pocket, but he stays inside the pocket a little bit more, I think he could be a top 16 quarterback in the NFL next year.
If you took every New Orleans Saints quarterback and you spliced them together and combined them, do you think there's a top 16 quarterback in there? If you just combined all of them together and as one?
See, I'm a Spencer Rattler guy, but to a point, ironically a Spencer Rattler guy. I think he could be a starter in the NFL, but yep. I don't think top 16. I'll give you top 25.
Yikes.
Stars don't go.
Yikes, man. I mean, that's the most damning thing I've ever heard. Three quarterbacks, and if you combined all of them, the best of them, we couldn't barely get top 25. That's rough.
I thought I was being optimistic.
Damn.
I thought I was being optimistic.
I mean, that's not great. That's not a great situation. I mean, and not that Derek Carr was either. I mean, every time we have a Raider in here from those years, they'd say Derek Carr would, you know, like you mentioned at the beginning of the show, he would, like, you know, fold at the first sight of pressure. You know, every single one of those guys would say the same thing. So I don't think they had any good options, but it seems like they still don't have any good options. I did see today that Zach Taylor from Cincinnati said, you know, we're going to play our guys. Joe Burrow's going to play a quarter against the Eagles on Thursday. He's going to play even more against the Commanders in the second game. You know, it seems like they're really subscribing to this idea that our slow starts are because we haven't really tried in the preseason in the past. Do you think there's something to that? And do you think that Cincinnati gets off to a faster start because Joe's going to get some more reps than usual this preseason?
I kind of think it's an overreaction, and I think the problem really has been that Joe has been banged up in training camp and hasn't been able to be on the field. When you talk to coaches, they always say the most valuable reps are really like the joint practices that they have with teams and not really the preseason game. So I really don't see how that helps, and I think if anything, you just subject them to more hits and possibly another knock before the season starts, and maybe you get off to a slow start anyway. So it's one of those things where you have to just wait and see, but I don't know. I do think it's an overreaction to what's happened the last couple of years.
And then last thing, CJ Stroud looked like, you know, he was destined to be, you know, and I'm not writing him off by any stretch of the imagination, but he looked like he was destined to be a no-brainer top five guy annually after his rookie year. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure we could sit here and we could go through all the reasons why it didn't look like that in year two, but it didn't. How does Jaden Daniels avoid a sort of similar, you know, sophomore slump here?
I think just by having a better infrastructure around him, having better play calling. I think the real problem in Houston was the offensive line and the protection, and they had a scheme. It was the Kyle Shanahan scheme where the quarterback doesn't really have the keys to the offense and can't make changes based on what he's seen before the snap. And the Texans are giving C.J. Stroud that. I don't think you have to give Jaden Daniels that, and I don't think the Commanders want to do that. But I do think they want to get better on the ground outside of Jaden Daniels. They want to be able to run the football and take some playmaking pressure off him on first and second down, because he's so good on third and fourth down that if you can just get to third and manageable, he's usually going to make a play either with his legs or his arms. So I just think he has more talent around him, and I think he has a better play caller around him. So he's going to avoid that regression that I think was a result of teams figuring out the Texans' protection plan and just exploiting it every single week.
Yeah. Hey, Steven, man, this was great stuff. We got to do this again, man. Appreciate your time very much, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you, too. Anytime.
Yes, sir. He is Steven Ruiz from The Ringer, ranks quarterbacks over there. And like I said, he's going to have the new one out a little bit later this month.
That's good.
Sounds like he's a, you know, and I understand. I mean, Lamar is just, I mean, he's a multiple-time MVP for a reason, right? He's singularly an elite talent. But, you know, I'm not paid to put quarterback rankings together, right. But if I was, it would just be Mahomes by default until – you know, proven otherwise.
Somebody knocks him from the mantle. Where did he have Josh Allen at?
Now, again, this was January. Yeah,
this is the early list on Josh. And obviously, this is, I guess, in the midst of the postseason where he bailed out, obviously.
Yeah, so Josh Allen, he had number two.
Okay, so right with Lamar. Yeah,
ahead of Mahomes. He had Mahomes three, which, man, people are just so down on Mahomes.
I don't get that. I don't get that. Like, until otherwise proven, I think I'm with you.
Two MVPs.
Yeah.
Three Super Bowls, six Pro Bowls.
Yep.
I mean,
I don't know, man.
And the winning. I mean, now I will say, like, he's got a cheat code in Andy Reid. I mean, that helps a lot. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. But I just feel like he's all he's had, really, in terms of, like, consistent weapon is Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And, you know, Travis Kelce's aging. Like, he's never had a true number one receiver. It's just never happened. I guess he had Tyreek Hill, but Tyreek Hill was traded three years ago. And he's still come back and been elite. You know, I don't know how many guys could lose a weapon like Tyreek Hill. I mean, that's the thing about Joe Burrow. Is
just replace him.
I love him. But Joe Burrow could not lose T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase and come back as the same quarterback.
That's facts.
I mean, I just don't believe it. You know, if you take Ja'Marr Chase away from Joe Burrow and you replace him with, like, a replacement-level guy.
Yeah.
I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster. Do we really think that Joe Burrow's going to come back and be able to win a Super Bowl? I think no chance.
No.
And again, I know it's a team game, so to sort of boil this down to just quarterbacks would be a little ridiculous. But I just think Mahomes has to be number one. But it's not my ranking; it's Steven's ranking. So I appreciate him. And Geno Smith. People will not accept him as a top 10 quarterback, and Steven Ruiz is going to have him in the top 10 again.
Yeah,
I mean, and I think he's right. Like, he's not going to be a guy that takes you from out of the playoffs to the Super Bowl. Like, he's not that kind of quarterback. But is he a guy that can take you from out of the playoffs to wild card race? Absolutely. And that's worth having.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a guy that's worth investing in, you know, and trying to bring some stability to the position. So I'm excited about it. You know, you get him with Ashton Jeanty and Brock Bowers. Like,
I got weapons, man.
I don't know how good it will be.
Right.
But it will be a competitive outfit.
It'll be better on offense.
I'll enjoy watching it. Yeah. As opposed to last year, I was just like, I didn't look forward to it at all. It was Aiden O'Connell, Gardner Minshew. It was a disaster.
And they didn't have a quarterback.
And I still went to a damn game. Desmond Ridder started that game.
That's brutal.
All right.
Several you've gone to over the years to support this franchise.
The only one that was really fun was the Chargers blowout.
Right.
I think it was like a franchise high in points. That one I'll remember. It was like 63-21.
Oh, yeah, you were at that game. I remember you having a good time because of the score.
Yes, I mean, that's about it.
Well, then the Chargers played like piss. Like,
well, yeah, they lost 63-21.
They fired the coach.
And that's right. I believe they fired the coach maybe and the GM.
Yeah, they're like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. It was 4 days after the Raiders lost 3-0 at home to the Vikings, and I was there for that one too. All right? I mean, it was honestly like so bad, it was good. Because you're like, people don't remember this, but it was 0-0.
I remember that.
The entirety of the game.
Yeah.
All right? You're like, is this going to be history? Is this going to be the first NFL game to go to overtime 0-0? We're kind of rooting for it. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's get no points in this game. You know, but they ended up, I think, kicking a field goal with like 8 seconds left to win it. The Vikings did. But and then, you know, again, that's the weird nature of the NFL. 4 days later, after scoring 0 points, you come out with 60.
That's crazy. I remember that. What a hell of a couple of weeks for you.
What a week, man. What a week.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you got a relevant quarterback, though. Like, they brought him in for a reason. There's a reason why they brought
him in. Absolutely. No doubt, man. And that's to bring some juice back to the organization. With him and Pete, makes sense.
Now, the Chip Kelly stuff, I don't know if I'm down with Ruiz on his take on Chip Kelly. Like, we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, like, the Philadelphia experiment was such a debacle.
Yeah.
So hopefully that works out for him as their OC.
You know, and he was a head coach. You know, it's always different when you go from head coach to OC. So I am a little bit more optimistic about the offense under him. Obviously, if he was a head coach, it'd be different.
Right.
But, you know, you got compete.
Right. You got Pete at the top.
Compete.
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back, wrap this up here on a Tuesday. Jason and John, how do you turn to
FM? 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Listen to 92.9 FM ESPN on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's comedian Howie Mandel for hands-free Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-ins.
Yeah, I'm holding a new Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-in sneaker. And first of all, I barely know I'm holding it. It's that light. You see, Cozy Fit is a cool new sneaker where the upper is made of a soft quilted material. It's kind kind of like a little puffer jacket for your feet, except it looks like a super stylish sneaker.
Introducing new Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-ins, the latest comfort creation from Skechers. You can find Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, you know about snack time. Sonic just made it official with Dollar Snacky Hour. To make it really official, anybody who visits Sonic Snacky Hour will get Dollar Corn Dogs, Dollar Mozzarella Sticks, and Dollar Soft Pretzel Twists. Got drink rewards in the Sonic app. Sonic Snacky Hour, 2 to 5 p.m. every day. Live free. Eat Sonic. Exclusions apply, limited time offer, participating locations. Sonic is amazing. My kids love it. I love it. Always a good time when we go over to Sonic where you can live free, but also eat Sonic. Thanks to Stephen Ruiz for joining us on the show today.
I liked him.
And again, since we started the show, we got confirmation that Thursday night is going to be a good night of NFL football because I'll just kind of go through the list here. In the first game, which is Colts-Ravens, you have the Colts quarterback competition. You're going to get I think it's Daniel Jones. So Daniel Jones probably plays a full half against the Ravens. Again, playoff winning quarterback. Don't marginalize. He's got great genes. Then you have Bengals. Joe Burrow's going to play a whole quarter. And then at the end of the night, at 9, the nightcap, you have the Raiders. Pete Carroll's return to Seattle. And everybody's playing. Let me get the quote from Pete Carroll, man.
Yeah, he's all in on this.
I mean, he was not minced. You know, sometimes like the Eagles coach. I was actually watching the Eagles press conference today. He was like, "Look, this is our third practice in a row. We're still talking through it. We'll see." But like, he don't care. He don't give a damn.
Right, right.
Pete's like, "We're going to Seattle and I'm whipping ass." hold on.
He now said, he'll say something different than he get injured, dog.
He said, "It's the only game we got. Happens to be in Seattle. I love my time in Seattle, but it's a game for us. We're going to go play ball."
Okay.
Everybody is live. Everybody is ready to go. My man said, "It's the only game we got."
So in that case, you can bet on these games, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
So you'll be betting heavy on the number.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I already bet on this
week. What's a preseason line look like on a Seattle Seahawks Raiders game?
Well,
How
about we put an odds maker hat on you?
Oh, no.
Raiders plan start. I'm just going to give you the information. Raiders plan starters. We don't know how long, but plan starters.
Yeah.
Seattle not playing starters.
Raiders plus 10.
Minus was what you mean.
Yeah, minus 10.
Not quite 10, but it's 4.5. It's minus 4.5.
You can tell why I'm not gambling.
I bet on it when it was money line minus 120.
Oh, so, you're in good shape.
And now it's out to 205.
Oh, congrats.
That's what
free
you,
money.
It's not free money, but that's what you have to do to win. You have to bet.
Get ahead.
And get a good number. I mean, I will stress that on this show.
Yeah.
I won't tell you what to bet, but I will preach to you, you better get the right number, the best number.
You'll still let Jason and I occasionally ask you, right?
Like, you can always ask.
You know, I don't want you to go into hiding like Ryan Angle.
No. Totally not going into hiding. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to be on Twitter endorsing bets.
We're going to get some story out of Canada, and it's going to be like, one part of Canada that has had to pay X amount of taxes on wagers, or not pay taxes. Maybe not.
It's going to be Chernoff. Yeah.
Yeah. Chernoff is now in hiding.
That's exactly right. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Jessica Benson for joining us on the show. Thanks to Stephen Ruiz for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.